Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call 405-286-7703.
It's the 23rd annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 19th at the ranch near Waucomas, Oklahoma. The sale features over 100 home-raised service-age bulls, fall 2020 to spring 2021 registered Angus bulls, including many ET Full and half-brothers from our top donor dams. For more information, call the ranch at 580-758-1464 or go online at pollardfarms.com or mcsauction.com. The Pollard Farms Annual Bull Sale, March 19th.
Live cattle futures finished this Thursday under quite a bit of pressure. We were down $1.67 in April at $135.90. June live cattle down $1.50 at $132.45. The August down 97 cents at $134.65. The box beef was slightly higher at midday, but it's been trending lower. Today's action didn't go back and test the lows from 4 days ago, but we're getting close. On the June live cattle back on March the 4th, they went as low as 130.97. Today's close was 132.45. Of course, we're still below moving averages and other trend following indicators. March feeders are down 240 at 151.65. The April's down 390 at 156.25. May's down 412 at 161.80. So those were extremely weak, but again, did not go through the lows from about four trading days ago, about $2 away from those at this time. It looks like the market's just taking into consideration higher corn and then all this global tension. People are maybe afraid that the higher gas prices at the pump will lower their demand for beef and eating out, et cetera. And that seems to be really making an impact on the market here, anywhere from, you know, $2 to $4 on the feeders.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation has been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation.
Today's grain futures were a mixed bag and a lot of action here. The wheat futures, of course, all over the place. We had May Chicago wheat down $1.14 at 10.87. And of course, May was the one that everybody was so short, and it was, you know, limit up like one, like 5 days in a row or something on May. But we've sold off about $2.75 or so off the high in 2 days on May Chicago wheat. So limit up, I don't know if you remember, but there was 200,000 bid limit up. And then yesterday there were 200,000 sales limit down. So all sorts of volatility just continue to wreak havoc on the wheat futures. May Kansas City was 48 and three quarters lower. July down 39 at 10.54. Not a whole lot has really changed, even on the run up to what we have now on the sell off. The drought is still very real, and with fertilizer prices where they are, I hear a lot of people saying they're just not going to do it for even at these new high prices. So we'll see what happens, but the wheat has been selling off here today. Corn and beans, on the other hand, are higher. July corn was up 17 and three quarters at 7.26, and it's still right near the highs from about a week ago. Beans are 18 to 20 cents higher. November 18 and a half at 14.92. So the wheat and corn holding together today. I mean, corn and beans held together, wheat selling off.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.